Good Tuesday morning, beloved. What a privilege to be able to start my morning together with you in God's Word. Today we are in Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. And Peter has a vision in which he is shown that nothing is unclean that God has declared clean. Meanwhile, Cornelius, a Gentile and a Roman officer, has a vision of an angel telling him to invite Peter to his house. And God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So, let's begin reading Acts chapter 10 at verse 1. There was a man of Caesarea named Cornelius, who was a captain in the Roman army regiment called the Italian regiment. He was a religious man. He and his whole family worshipped God. He also did much to help the Jewish poor people and was constantly praying to God. It was about 3 o'clock one afternoon when he had a vision in which he clearly saw an angel of God come in and say to him, Cornelius. He stared at the angel in fear and said, What is it, sir? And the angel answered, God is pleased with your prayers and works of charity and is ready to answer you. And now send some men to Joppa for a certain man whose whole name is Simon Peter. He's a guest in the home of a tanner of leather named Simon, who lives by the sea. Then the angel went away, and Cornelius called two of his house servants and a soldier, a religious man, who was one of his personal attendants. He told them what had happened and sent them off to Joppa. The next day, as they were on their way and coming near Joppa, Peter went up to the roof of his house about noon in order to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the food was being prepared, he had a vision. He saw heaven opened and something coming down that looked like a large sheep being lowered by its four corners to the earth. In it were all kinds of animals, reptiles and wild birds. A voice said to him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Certainly not, Lord, I have never eaten anything ritually unclean or defiled. The voice spoke to him again, Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean. This happened 3 times, and then the thing was taken back up into heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of this vision, the man sent by Cornelius had learned where Simon's house was, and they were now standing in front of the gate. They called out and asked, Is there a guest here by the name of Simon Peter? Peter was still trying to understand what the vision meant when the Spirit said, Listen, 3 men are here for you. So get ready and go down. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. So Peter went down and he said to the men, I am the man you are looking for. Why have you come? Captain Cornelius sent us, they answered. He is a good man and worships God and is highly respected by all the Jewish people. An angel of God told him to invite you to his house so that he could hear what you have to say. Peter invited the man in and had them spend the night there. The next day he got up and got ready. They went with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along with him. The following day he arrived in Caesarea, where Cornelius was waiting for them, together with relatives and close friends that he had invited. As Peter was about to go in, Cornelius met him, fell at his feet, and bowed down before him. But Peter made him rise. Stand up, he said. I myself am only a man. Peter kept on talking to Cornelius as they went into the house, where he found many people had gathered. And he said to them, You yourselves know very well that a Jew is not allowed by his religion to visit or even associate with Gentiles. But God has shown me that I must not consider any person ritually unclean or defiled. And so when you sent for me, I came without any objection. And I ask you then, why did you send for me? Cornelius said, Well, it was about this time 3 days ago that I was praying in my house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly a man dressed in shining clothes stood in front of me and said, Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and has taken notice of your works of charity. Send someone to Joppa for a man whose full name is Simon Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the tanner of leather, who lives by the sea. And so I sent for you at once, and you have been good enough to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God, waiting to hear anything that the Lord has instructed you to say. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 10, verse 4, where it says, the angel answered, God is pleased with your prayers and works of charity and is ready to answer you. You know, beloved, there is very little that is stronger than the disdain that the Jews had for non-Jews. I mean, my goodness, even the half-breeds, the Samaritans, who were Jews that had married Gentiles, oh my goodness, the Jews called them dogs, just called them terrible things. But, you know, that was bad enough, but a full-blooded Gentile, oh my goodness, good Jew would have nothing to do with them. But, you know, there had been a wonderful work performed in Peter's life, and Peter knew that this was something that God was doing and that he had to do. And so he was obedient when the call for his assistance came, and he went with the men who had been sent. And now it's interesting, it says he walked in the house, and the house was full of people who were waiting to hear what this man had to say. Beloved, you don't know when your act of obedience is going to turn into a wonderful work of salvation. Peter was obedient. Even the Gentile Cornelius was obedient. And God heard their prayers and answered them. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, open my heart, my mind to your word and to your surprising joys and to new opportunities to advance your kingdom. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow. We'll be in Acts chapter 24, Acts chapter 10, where Peter proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.